Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks her good boy to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
Number one, this 70-year-old corn star says that her youngest daughter is following in her slut steps and choosing the same career and even work together in the family business. You know that this story is just a thinly veiled ad for their Lonely Fools page, and most simps seeing this will never figure that out. You have to be a super simp if you're interested and seeing a 70-year-old absolute Weimar woman with nothing on. Wait another 20 years and the whole internet will be filled with gilfs. Moving on, we have the average looks match couple in 2025. This woman looks like even her shadow weighs at least 20 pounds. But I don't think the idea that this couple is looks matched is accurate. She's probably dating down based on a man a woman like her would land these days. Not literally though, because if she landed on someone with her weight, they probably wouldn't survive. This is their first date. She ate her ex, and now she's eyeing him. Number three, this story is a Babylon Bee parody where a female firefighter rushed into a burning building, only to tell a victim that he's too heavy, but that the real fireman would be there within 15 minutes. Something like this almost happened in California, with the fat feminist firefighter saying that a man was trapped in a burning building and she wouldn't come to help him, and that he got himself in the wrong place. Later on, they'll probably just praise her for excelling in a male-dominated field. Up next, welcome to the party, chap. This 18-year-old Brit died in Ukraine, only minutes into his first mission in the country. He volunteered. He looks like Captain America before he got the super serum. Looks like sometimes the weakest men clear themselves out of the gene pool. It's also not like he probably would have reproduced anyway. He probably thought he was going into Call of Duty, but he actually ended up in Dune's War of Assassins. Number 5, why do woke college women do this to themselves? Feminism must be one hell of a drug. They always go from hot to not to punish the so-called patriarchy, which supposedly punished women throughout time. Their female-owned group preference kicks in for women in the past that were never oppressed. She thinks she's punishing men by looking unattractive to them. And in the end, no Chad will touch her, and she'll end up getting bitter and just buy some cats. Moving on, it looks like Spain has fallen. 71% of all the new jobs in the last 5 years went to foreigners, while the young Spaniards flee the country and all the enrichment. White doctors and engineers are leaving the country. But don't worry, as I'm sure that there are tons of doctors and engineers coming from Ooga Booga Land. If you import slave labor from the third world, then eventually it turns on you and takes over your country. Looks like Spain will be a Muslim country once more. Number 7, you agree that the 70s, 80s, and 90s were the best of times. No phones and purple hair. That we had no idea we were the last generation to live through that. The 1970s was filled with hippie sex cults, though. I guess that was their version of Tinder. Too bad times like these are dead. The internet is also killing off shopping malls, movie theaters, bars, and nightclubs. And people are no longer interacting with each other face to face. Up next, he thinks his shirt says dope on it, but what else does it say? I don't know who this is. Is that Seth Rogen after he lost all that weight? To me, this says, hey little girl, would you like some free candy? Can you imagine if he actually wore this out in a bunch of biker signs? If they got their hands on him, let's just say that the word pedo would be tattooed on his forehead, and his schwing schwang would have been removed and stuffed up his poop chute. I'm not condoning violence, but those bikers don't care. Number 9, women are glad when they tell a man about their past and he doesn't care. Meanwhile, Jason Statham keeps smiling on the outside while crying on the inside, deciding that he's never going to marry her. He shouldn't marry her even if she is a virgin. She's still going to ruin his life. Women always complain that they want commitment from a man. And for them to get that commitment, the best way to increase the odds of him sticking around is if you're the first or the second or maybe even third woman that he's actually stuck it in. Moving on, Benjamin Smith, more like Benjamin Simp here, says that men are obsolete outside of procreation. He hates himself and says that most of us men are horrid to be around and he doesn't blame many women if she says no thanks to us. But if we're obsolete, then who would maintain the roads and take out the trash when we're gone? Benny here is just virtue signaling to all the Sallys out there that he's one of the good men, so that a woman touches his pee-pee. He's trying the I'm not like all the other guys strategy and doesn't understand that women would never be attracted to him based on his looks. Number 11, here's the average woman with $20 worth of groceries, before going to her $15,000 home in 1980. Just look at how happy she looks having to go to no job. Then again, what good is happiness when she was only 35 years old in this picture? People used to age so much faster because of all the alcohol and tobacco people consumed back then. Houses were also not that cheap back then, closer to $50,000 or $100,000. You can thank the Democrat Jimmy Farter for that. Also, this picture is from 1967 to somewhere around 1972. Up next, is it true that mass migration leads to a lack of housing, which then reduces fertility, leading to a worker shortage? If we look at Canada, it's true. Millions of immigrants flooding the country, creating a massive housing shortage, and our fertility rate only stands at 1.3. There's also a shortage of construction workers and builders, because the majority of immigrants don't want to work those jobs. But to be fair, neither do the homegrown Canadians. This isn't correct because it's not just that there aren't enough whiteys to work in construction sites. Hopefully AI fixes this. Number 13 is J.D. Vance and his wife on Inauguration Day versus a couple months later. Just imagine the misery that she's bringing to that man's life. Is this the look you make when you don't like other ethnic groups, but you're still married to a white dude because of social status and because he gave you the tingles? I miss the old J.D. before he got married. Doesn't he just look so much happier to you back when he didn't have a wife to nag him back in the day? Moving on, here's a pack of Canadian bacon. People will hate me for saying that eating this is worse than smoking a pack of cigarettes. I'm not a vegan or anything, but the amount of cancer-causing carcinogens in processed bacon is out of control. Not to mention that they usually dip bacon like this into sugar. On top of that, if you have an autoimmune condition and you eat bacon like this, it's going to cause inflammation, which will cause your condition to flare up. I'm not saying don't eat bacon. I'm just saying get it from a grass-fed hog at your local butcher. Number 15, does anyone remember what these were used for? If I didn't know any better, I'd guess sheepskin condoms. Either that or for weed, but never for photographic film. Actually, it is film, and young people today will never know the joys of opening up a film canister in a darkroom and developing it yourself, then printing a contact sheet and eventually 8x10 prints. It was hard work being a photographer back then. You needed technical and artistic skills. Up next, the UK Parliament is turning into a retirement home for boomer politicians. They get paid $85 an hour to sleep on national television. Maybe this is why the government thinks that disabled people can work, because this is what they think work is. It's a global phenomenon. Here's a parliament in South Africa. She's probably dreaming about all the land that she's about to expropriate from white people without compensation. Canada is also bad, but I've never seen our members of parliament sleeping before. Maybe if they got more sleep, the country wouldn't have gotten so bad. Number 17, looks like things got so bad at Target that they had to lock all the Lego sets up. But to be fair, some of those sets are worth $400 or $500. Why does stuff like this keep on happening? I didn't know that blacks played with Lego. I guess they discovered the resale prices on Facebook and realized that they can make some fast cash. I guess in their mind, Lego sets are reparations now, and we simply have to lock them up. Moving on, a man was locked up in his stepmom's basement for 20 years, and is now impressed by the advancements in gaming and may start streaming soon. Dude lost a decade of his life and he still sounds likable, and like he's not too bitter about it. She kept him small and weak by not giving him enough food and water, and the only way he finally escaped was by setting the house on fire. He was given 2 sandwiches and 2 small bottles of water each day. Imagine if a man had done this to his stepdaughter. Number 19, people ask, what went wrong? I think this is all because men are no longer in the education system. They would impose discipline and keep politics out of the classroom. Female teachers these days are overpaid groomers. I think we owe Joseph McCarthy an apology as America was infiltrated by communists, more like cultural Marxists. We probably should have let him finish the job. Boys need male teachers, and most don't get any. Up next, I predicted that the next frontier for the left would be cannibalism. And here's an article saying that human bodies are being grown in artificial wombs in labs that feel no pain and can serve as meat. Whoever would have thought that Soylent Green and Jonathan Swift's immodest proposal would ever become reality? It also gives me some weird island vibes from that film that came out about 25 years ago now. Number 21, what do you suppose Taylor Griff means when she won't put her hands on a black girl at the bottom of this picture? Her body language just looks all wrong. That poor child looks like she's being fan-zoned. Notice that she's also clutching her purse. What do you suppose that means as well? From what I can tell, Taylor Swift has dated almost every guy on the planet, but she's never been with a dark man. It's a shame she hasn't experienced true enrichment yet. Moving on, here's the difference between men and women on their first night together. Will someone please explain to me why women are so obsessed with lingerie? Supposedly it's because men like it. Yeah, we like it next to our bed and not on them. It's like trying to eat a chocolate bar with the wrapper still on it. The female body looks way better without expensive accessories. They always tell me it's supposed to turn me on. I tell them it doesn't and to take it off. Number 23, if women want to complain about something, then they need to complain about a man in his 40s with his 11-year-old fiance. She looks like she's keeping an eye on him because he's about to do something unsavory. If feminists want to fight the patriarchy, well, there it sits. This isn't culture. It's people living like it's still the 18th century. Get used to it because most of Europe will look like this in less than 50 years. Up next here are a couple of prize women. Just look at their Fatties for Free Palestine t-shirts. But don't they know that putting watermelons on those shirts is racist, implying that women of size prefer men of color? They think that both of them would look great in a burqa, but they're 25 years too old to marry in Afghanistan. I also just realized this, but they gave one of the characters on the shirt a walker. I guess they just want to be inclusive. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Rachel Ziegler? She's just mid, but when she opens her mouth and her woke toxic attitude comes out, then she's a 2 at best. She used to be somewhat good looking, but her attitude makes her unbearable. She could have easily been replaced with AI, and Snow Brown would have been so much better. Maybe one day someone will fix the film with AI. What a mess. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.